Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on August the 22nd of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Milton, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be accessing the program. I thank God that you've tuned into the program. And I do want to wish a special happy birthday to my mother. If you're tuned in, happy birthday. And I love you. And so it's great to be back with you wherever you're tuning in from. However you're accessing the program, whether you called in using your phone, maybe you've called in, you know, on your computer, or by some other means. Either way, I'm glad you've made that determination to tune into the program by whichever means that you're using. And I'm just grateful that you would tune in. And as I said earlier last night, fall is getting closer and closer. We've had different signs of it. We have, of course, we've got band practices starting up at many different schools and that because of football season, of course. Of course, at some schools, they've already been going for a while. In some states, the football season already started based on regular play. I mean, and that's pretty remarkable, especially in a place like Texas, which is known for having many a day where the temps go to 97, 98, 99, 100. And in fact, in Dallas, in like many parts of Texas, this weekend, especially Dallas area, there were games that had to be pushed back like over an hour because of heat, which is pretty remarkable to think about it. I was at a game at Michigan State Stadium when Midland played Traverse City West there in 2021, opening game of 2021 season. And just so happened to be, it was like 90 degrees outside. And so because of that, there was quite a few people who had cramps. So the game kept having to be stopped. It took 3 hours to complete that game. That's pretty wild, isn't it, Cassandra? That's pretty wild to me, honestly. It is. It really is pretty wild to think about it. That would happen. And then so obviously sometimes football and hot weather is not always, you know, the greatest thing ever. Obviously you got to start playing football at some point if you want to get a whole season in. You really do. And I just think it's interesting that some of the states who start ultra early, like those that started in only the third week of August rather than the fourth week, that are to our south. Because we're about as far north as it goes in this part of the country. If we were out on the west coast, with as far south as Midland, Michigan was, we would be in like Oregon. So we would still have another state to the north of us. But I would think, if anything, the states who start earlier should be the northern ones, and the states who start later should be the southern ones. If you look at Texas, their football playoffs finish up right before Christmas, like the weekend before Christmas. But our playoffs are done Thanksgiving weekend that we do them here in my state, Michigan. So that means there's like multiple more weeks of football in Texas than what there are in the state of Michigan when we look at the high school. Now, in the NCAA, it's basically regulated by the NCAA in terms of college football when the season starts and stops and all that. You know, we had a speaker at my church Sunday morning who was talking pretty interesting stuff, like about Israel and stuff. So if you look at the book of Daniel, there's actually a surprising amount of stuff in it as it relates to the end times. You almost have like the book of Revelation in there, especially in the second half of Daniel. And obviously in Daniel, you have two of your most famous Bible stories. Specifically, Daniel and the lion's den, three Hebrew children who would not bow. You know, in both cases, they were told to submit to specific authorities. They were told that if they did not submit to those specific authorities, that there would be very, 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 very severe consequences. Like Daniel being in the lion's den, and then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the den of lions. Thrown into the fiery furnace. But then in the story of the fiery furnace, you see, they were told to have that furnace. They told the guards to heat that furnace up to 7 times hotter, God's temperature. But they didn't get burnt. And Daniel didn't get swallowed up by the lions. And that fourth person who was in the fiery furnace, that was God. It was Jesus. So like, that's what so many people think of when they think of Daniel. And they think of how Daniel, would study hard and go to school and have so much to give and things like that. But in the second half, it gives a lot of information, different things about the last day. But so 1,000 years, Israel was not a true recognized nation. That changed on May 14th, 1948. There has been extremely wide belief actually, it says in the Bible, that come at some point after Israel is restored. Israel was restored to being a nation on May 14th, 1948. Let me get my middle and high school map. Oh, 75 years. 75 years. 58, 48, 58, 68, 78, 88, 98, that's 50, 2, 08, 60, 18, 70, 23. Yep, 75 years. And so that means that those who would have been like 18 at that time would now be 93 years old. Pretty incredible, isn't it? So goes to show we're getting closer and closer to the end times. I mean, to the trumpet blowing. And folks, for those of you who wouldn't get the COVID vaccine because you thought it was the mark of the beast, well, you can say you will about the vaccine, should have got it, should have not got it, whatever, whether you got it, whether you didn't get it, or whatever, you say about it what you want to. Not going to debate that tonight, but the real mark of the beast comes after the rapture, part of the tribulation. That's when the real mark of the beast hits. So that jab was not the real mark of the beast. And you can say all you want, microchip, no microchip, whatever. That was not the real mark of the beast. No, it wasn't. Some other things that he had mentioned on Sunday morning, Reverend Gary Smith, pastor likes to call him Smitty, and he taught a good message. It's always fascinating when he speaks from this angle. It used to be that he would always teach on the ministry of helps all the time, but now he teaches on different things, including like what I was just talking about. And so goes to show you we're close to the rapture. So to any of you who sit here tonight and might think, I got 40 years to get right with God. Oh, you don't know that. You don't know that. It has been 75 years since Israel became a nation again. At some point, the trumpet will sound. Those of us who love us, love him and serve him will be caught up together with him in the clouds. And what a great day of rejoicing that will be for those of us who love Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I am going to heaven. Amen. Yes, I am. Some of you at home with that like level of enthusiasm, I don't know. But amen. That's better. I'm going to heaven. And I want you to go with me. We do want you to go to heaven with me. Not just something that I'm just saying. I'm not just saying I want you to go to heaven with me. I do want you to go to heaven with me. I'm serious. So, whether you thought it was really cool how he came about it, how he went about it, you know, from that angle, the way that Smitty taught that message was really cool. And I thought it as rather interesting. Amen. Really is interesting. when you think about it. So, I want to remind you of a couple quick things real quick, then I want to sing a couple songs, and then I want to get into the Word of the Lord tonight. The thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life, and how great God has been. He's always been on my side. Everything I've went through throughout my life, he's been so faithful. He's been so faithful. He really has been. It's not just something that I'm just saying. He has been so faithful. And I don't know what I'd do without him. For God, I would have died at a young age. But he's kept me alive. I mean, I would have died at a young age due to medical stuff. But he's kept me alive. And I know that for a fact. And so even when I was so young, I couldn't necessarily believe, you know, not, I didn't know all this stuff about faith and stuff about trusting God and all that yet. But my mom trusted. She knew. And I thank God for that. I thank God for my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, who taught the word. And we won. And we're still winning. And you know, the victory is always greater than the battle. It doesn't matter how heavy that battle seems. The victory is always greater than the battle. There's no maybe about it. And so you can take comfort in knowing that. And so we wrote a book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you can go to the website, riversofmiracles.com, rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And so, if you want to be encouraged, read the book. And I think as we go through this day and age, we could all use a bit of encouragement. Amen. I know that as a fact. We could all use some encouragement. So go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com, I mean, in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. I want to thank my partners, those people who have sowed their seeds into the program. Thank you, Natalia of Honduras, for sowing your seeds. Also, thank you to Laura from here in Central Michigan for your support. Thanks to both of you. Thanks to any and all people who have ever sown seeds into the program. It means a lot. And I really do thank you, all of you who have ever had it in you to sow seed Thank you for doing that. And you can be just like these people who I mentioned. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed. When you get on PayPal, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing related to that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of that if you would. So also know that I pray for your seeds as you sow them. I really do. And so you can just be at ease knowing that. Amen. So now get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're gonna let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Death ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. Gonna lift him up. Lift him up. Death ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. Yeah, we're gonna lift him up. Lift him up. Said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will never be the same again.
I will never return. I've closed the door. I will walk a path. I'll run the race. And I will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. I will never return. I've closed the door. I will walk a path. I'll run the race. And I will never be the same again. Fall like fire, soak like grace, flow like mighty waters again and again. Sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, and then say words to glorify your name. There are higher heights, there are deeper seas. Whatever you need to do, Lord, do in me. The glory, oh God, fills my life, and I will never be the same again. Fall like fire, soak like grace, flow like mighty waters again and again. Sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, and then say words to glorify your name. Fall like fire, soak like grace, flow like mighty waters again and again. Sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, and the favor to glorify your name. There are higher heights, there are deeper seas. Whatever you need to do, Lord, do in me. Your glory, oh God, it fills my life, and I will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. I will never return. I close the door. I will walk a path. I'll run the race. And I will never be the same again. And I will never be the same again. And I will never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song will ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is the Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, yes, when he split the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I want of me a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, simple, shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are marvelous. You are wonderful, oh Lord God. Thank you for what you are to us. Thank you for who you are to us. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. You're beautiful for situations, God. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised for every listener who has tuned into this program. Thank you that you're meeting their needs right where they are. Right where they are, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing for them. That as they call on you, you answer. Thank you that you're meeting all of their needs right where they sit. Do you mind grabbing my charger? Thank you, Master, what you're doing for them.
You know what they have need of, Jesus.
Thank you that you're faithful and just and able to do that for them. And thank you, Master, for your hand upon our life. It's great to serve you. Thank you that these listeners are ready to study your word with us tonight. And I thank you for what all you're doing in them. Thank you that you reveal yourself to these listeners as we study your word tonight, that they would turn off all distractions, whatever they may be, for this next little bit as we study. And I thank you that, and I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program. More and more listeners will come into this. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to go with me, please, if you would, to 2 Samuel 5. Praise God. 2 Samuel 5. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us tonight. We're going to talk about David becoming king over Israel. Praise God. 2 Samuel 5, and I'm going to begin with verse 1. All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, 'You will shepherd my people, Israel, and you will become their ruler.'" When all the elders of Israel to King David at Hebron, the king made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was, get this, 30 years old when he became king. He reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. Verse 6. Then the king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, "You will not get in here. Even the blind and the lame can ward you off." They thought, "David can't get in here." Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David. On that day, David said, "Anyone who conquers the Jebusites will have to use the water shaft to reach those, the lame and blind, who had David's enemies. That is why they say the, quote, blind and lame will not enter the palace." David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built up the area around it from supporting terraces inward.
and he came more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. Now, Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, along with cedar logs and carpenters and stonemasons. And they built a palace for David. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. After he left Hebron, David took more concubines and wives in Jerusalem, and more sons and daughters were born to him. These are the names of the children born to him: Shema, Shabbat, Nathan, Solomon, Abar, Elshimam, Nepheg, Jephthi, Elshama, Eliada, and Eliphel. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Ephraim. So David inquired of the Lord, Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? The Lord answered him, Go, and I will surely hand the Philistines over to you. So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before them, for me. So that place was called Baal Perazim. Abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Ephraim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, Do not go straight up, but circle around before them and attack them in front of the balsam trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone in front of you to strike the Philistines' arm. David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gaza. Let's look at chapter 6. David again brought together out of Israel chosen men, 50,000 in all. He and all his men sent out from Bela of Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim that are on the ark. They set the Ark of God on a new cart. On a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on Uzzah and Ahaz. Sons of Abinadab were guiding the new cart with the Ark of God on it. And Ahio, no, that is not, this is not saying Ohio, folks. This is not saying Ohio was walking in front of it. The Ark of God does not involve Ohio. It doesn't. Sorry, Buckeyes. We'll try that again without all that. Regarding the new cart with the Ark of God on it. And the hail was walking in front of it. David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord with songs and the harps, lyres, tambourines, sistrums, and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down and he died there beside the Ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how can the Ark of the Lord ever come to me? He was not willing to take the Ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed, Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Now King David was told, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed, Edom, and everything he has because of the Ark of God. So David went down and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might, while he and the entire house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the Ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. When she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent of David. The tent of David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd, the Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came to meet him and said, how the king of Israel distinguished himself today. by robbing in the sight of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would. David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more indignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But to these slave girls you spoke of will be held in honor. And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children till the day of her death. So, you see, the oak of God, there was specification, no new cart, no new cart. But then someone bought it on a new cart. And then someone touched it. Because they decided to just grab the ark, buy the new cart, they died because of what they did. So going up to bless it and all that. But then someone had to, but God, we're back. I was just trying to figure something out with my phone, but we got it figured out. Okay, now, so, you see, David, I mean, the Israelites, given certain instructions, no new cart, no new cart. But someone else decided, you know, it was a good idea for a cart. Because Uzziah had, you know, because someone died over the new cart thing, David wasn't so happy about it. But then he decides, well, I'll have the ark go to this certain place over at Edom's house. They have it taken there. And the house, that house was blessed. So then they go get the ark and this time do it as they were told. Ends up going with them to Israel. When people saw the ark, they were overwhelmed. They were excited. Hallelujah, the ark is coming up the road. The ark of God is coming up the road. Yeah, they were shouting. They were thanking God that the ark of God was coming up the road. You can't do this, walk with God the way you want to. You have to do it God's way. When they weren't doing it God's way, and someone decides it's a good idea to put it, to use a new cart for the ark of God, let me tell you, it didn't work so well. It didn't work so well. Someone goes and touches the ark, and that ark of God, and that person dies because of what they did. That was God's doing. But they were given specific instructions of what not to do. But when you break God's instructions, when you break the commandments, there are consequences for that. Now, yes, Jesus died for our sins and all that, you know, and he paid the price of sin. But that doesn't give us just this license to just go sin and do it any way we want to and all this other stuff. No, we don't have that. But, you see, God loves us. He cares about us. He wants the best for us. and I'm thankful about that, that he wants the best for us. He doesn't want to hurt us. He wants the best of the best of the best for us as his children. And you see, when David became the king of Israel, he was only 30 years old. He was only 30 years old. So I don't ever want to hear somebody say, oh yeah, I'm too young to do something for God. Or, oh, I'm too old to do something for God. For those of you who think, oh, I'm too young. No, you're not. You're just right. For those of you who think, oh, I'm too old to do something for God. No, you're just right. Just right. And God can use 3 years of your life to be even greater than the last 30 years, previous 30 years of your life. Amen. I'm teaching good. I'm preaching good. Amen. But you see, where did you come up with this 30-year-old thing? Yeah, it was in the Bible. And David became king at that age, 30. And he reigned 40 years. First in Hebron, then in Jerusalem. And Saul had been king before that. There were all kinds of problems with, you know, when Saul was king over Israel. And Saul was not obeying God. He was not obeying God. He was not being faithful to the things of God. He wasn't being faithful to the things of God. But at the same time, I won't say David was perfect by any means. But oh, let me tell you, David knew how to pray. David knew how to fight. And let me tell you something. David knew how to do a crazy praise. So where his wife, I mean, or somebody ended up coming up to him and said, "You're crazy. You're crazy. You're going crazy." Love God. He did. The same guy that God made courageous to go after Goliath and kill Goliath as a teeny bopper, a teenager. And here's the thing. As you go through your life, listeners, we all have to realize this. As we go throughout our days, as we go throughout our lives, our months and years, days, months, years, decades, and what have you, you know, we may not face a Goliath. We may not be out in a field facing, you know, Philistine giants like David did. If you've been out there going throughout your days fighting actual natural giants, like gigantic animals or something like that, come see me. Okay, I'm kidding. You know, we might not face Goliath, but we've each got our own giants, our own stuff that we have to deal with in our lives. I've got my stuff. You've got your stuff. But you know what? The victory is greater than the battle. It's greater than the battle. It is greater. And God gave David victory as he went through his life. And David was just an awesome person. And I'm going to continue in 2 Samuel tomorrow night and going to where God wants me to go. Tomorrow night. Thank you for this word tonight, God. I pray that we would get it in our hearts, that we would realize that we have to serve God the way you said to. We have to serve you the way you said. We must follow your command and not do it our own way, but your way. I pray that as we go through our life and serving you, may we always do it your way. May we want to do things your way. And I thank you, Lord God, for that in your matchless name. Amen. Real quick, I want to do the Delhi Chargers season preview. So last year, the Delhi Chargers had a bit of a setback, a bit of a down year for them. They ended up finishing the season with 3 wins and 6 losses. They ended up losing in Fenton in week one last year, like 40-6. They lost another game after that. No, they won. They won in week two. They beat Saginaw at home, like 40-0. But that would be their biggest win of the whole year. They would beat Bay City Central 29-21. And then they would barely beat Traverse City West, barely, at home. They would go on to lose all the rest of their games, including to Midland, 14-6. In a game that very well could have been 21-0 Midland. Could have been. But this year, Matt Peterson says he's hoping for the defense to help turn things around. Some good defensive linemen coming back. Some new guys stepping up as juniors to be the good defensive men. He's also hoping for better offense from his team. Yes. So, 2023 campaign with a home game against Fenton in Midland, of course. Then they will go down to Saginaw to play. Then they'll play the Bay City schools, the Traverse City schools, Mount Pleasant, Saginaw Heritage, down in Midland. I think Heritage comes right before Mount Pleasant and then Midland. My honest prediction for Dow is that at the very worst, they would be 3-6. Absolute worst. 3-6. At absolute best, 6-3. A lot of moving parts to this. That's why I had to come up with quite a wide range. To make the playoffs, it'll be just barely. Depending on how Midland does, it might have to be a game against Midland. Maybe it'll be a scenario where the only way Dow gets into the playoffs is if they beat Midland. We'll have to wait and see. Now, folks, until tomorrow night, God always. So long, everybody.